all my family is Sicilian, originates in Sicily. And so, you know, it's in our daily life, our culture, our foods, and that sort of thing.
How far back does your family go here in America?
My parents were born in this country. My grandparents emigrated early 1900s. We actually have my paternal grandfather's passport dated 1904, signed by King Victor Emmanuel II.
So you grew up with your grandparents, so you had that direct connection.
We grew up next door to my grandparents, we had, the Sicilian was the language in the home, and so it sounded like a scene from Godfather 2.
Bob Fazio's family has deep roots in Sicily, so perhaps it's surprising that it's only now that he started drawing on his deep love for Italy's culture and history as a source of inspiration for his paintings and his pottery.
I decided this year to choose some topic I had never chosen before, so I thought, why not Roman mythology, which of course is based on Greek mythology. The Romans took many of their ideas, even the names for some of their gods from the Greeks. So I thought, why not do Bacchus and Venus rising from her scallop shell, and I have Neptune, god of the sea, who's also the god of horses. I didn't know that, but many times in Italy you'll see in a piazza Neptune being pulled by a series of horses that are rising out of the sea foam. So I've got these sculptures here, and on this side.
So what are they made of, Bob? Is that wood?
No. These are terracotta. This is the back is wood. That's a wood plaque that they're mounted on. But all of this is terracotta made from good old plastic clay, you know.
Tell me how you make this.
Okay. I start with an armature, which is like a skeleton. Mm-hmm. And then I cover that with plastic so it doesn't absorb the moisture from the fresh clay. Mm-hmm. And then I begin layering sheets of clay over it. I process my own clay and I layer sheets of clay and, you know, carve and sculpt and push and pull, and then things are added. And what's nice about clay is that you can erase. It's the most wonderful material, because with paint, and I do have paintings here, when it's put down and it dries, you're done. Mm-hmm. Unless you paint over it, mm-hmm. or you modify it while it's still wet. With clay, you can add, subtract. With wood or marble, stone, that sort of thing, that's all subtractive. And it's hard to add on unless you're doing a merry-go-round horse where they laminate blocks of wood together to build out those other shapes. And then you're still continuing to carve out. Here you add, you carve, you subtract, you add.
Bob Fazio studied painting and sculpture in school, but it wasn't until after he graduated that he began working as a potter. He spent a summer working with the renowned potter Charles Counts in Rising Fawn, Georgia in the early 1970s. He learned a lot working with the Bauhaus-inspired potter, he says, but the rigid dictates of the Bauhaus approach, not such a good fit.
That drove me crazy, because I'm not Germanic in any way, and so I just like the curved line and the form of a curve. Mm-hmm. So I started, when I left there and went on my own as a potter, I decided to do more curvilinear designs, more organic.
So what did you take away from that whole experience, other than that you didn't like it?
Discipline. Yeah. Discipline. I mean, it's all about discipline. So you go to your studio and you get your clay ready and you just make it, and you make it well. And the bad stuff you throw out, the good stuff you move on.
Bob Fazio spent his working life as a teacher. For most of it, he taught art at Baylor. He was there for 28 years. His teaching background is apparent in the patient way he explains his working process. But when he's working, then he's not so patient.
I like to work quickly. I don't sit in front of a model for long periods of time. I've done that for years before and used models in classroom teaching. But what I do is I have a whole bank of old sketches and photographs of faces and people. And I just drew from those, the ones that I think would work. Sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I'll make a big smile and I'll say, that's what I want, or I'll squint and I'll use myself as a model, or my children, my wife. You know, I'll see someone at the street or at the beach and I'll think, God, that's the pose. That's the face.
Bob Fazio likes to approach painting the same way he approaches pottery. He gathers his raw materials and his research, and then he waits for the muse to guide him.
I start with with images that we take, you know, camera images. I don't like to draw or paint on site. A plein air painting drives me crazy also. I'm too spontaneous to sit in one place and paint. Mm-hmm. I know I have a lot of friends who do it and they love it and they've learned from that. I just can't stay in one place and spend my whole week looking at one scene and painting it live. I'd rather photograph it and move on and then go back to the studio and manipulate. So some of these beach scenes, they're people from other places who are put in there. And, you know, I have no problem manipulating an image to make it work for the painting. It's not photographic in that it's a direct presentation of what was there. It's manipulated completely. Each one of these paintings you might see, it looks like it's fresh and done, but there's at least 100 layers underneath where you work up to a finish. And then you finally have the intensity, the values, and the push and the pull of the color and all of that. I start with pastels. These are pastels.
Ah, okay.
Of the same compositions. So after I do a pencil sketch, or even sometimes a chalk or a charcoal sketch, then I'll go to color pastels. So these are the color sketches. And I have them here because some people can't afford a larger painting, but they like the compositions or the colors, so I have them matted and framed. So that somebody wants to have that, they can get it at a lower price. So this is the cliffside village of Tropea in Calabria. And if you're standing on that beach and looking out of the painting, you would see on the horizon the volcano Stromboli, which is just north of Sicily. So you look across the Straits of Messina, and there it is. So that's Tropea. That's the beach at Tropea, which I call Un giorno alla spiaggia, which means a day at the beach in Italian. And this is a little lemon farm in the same village where my grandfather grew up. This lemon farm, this is the entrance of the lemon farm, Il Limonetto. It was put together by the grandfather of the current owners about 110 years ago. And so it's on the slopes of Mount Etna, which you see in the background there. And it cascades down to the Ionian Sea. So if you're standing in that painting looking this way, you'd see the Ionian Sea out here, the little ferries going back and forth. It's quite magical.
So you go to this little village where your grandfather was from, and
yes,
it feels familiar?
Yes. My grandfather was Sebastiano Tropea, and we went to the Cathedral of St. Sebastian, and, you know, it's just, it gives you goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about it, to know that there really is that source in our family, that history, and you can go there and hear the stories come to life, hear the language come to life.
Bob Fazio's celebration of Sicily's rich history and culture will be on display at Area 61 on Main Street throughout the month of July. There'll be an opening reception for the exhibition tomorrow, Friday, June 27th, from 5 until 8, as part of this month's Southside Stroll. There's more information on the Facebook page, Southside Stroll. Area 61 also has a Facebook page, Area 61 Chattanooga. You can also reach them by phone, 648-9437. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.